Okay, so Beis Hashem, let's try to finish the Torah today. So at the end of Torah Tess, again, page Yud Beis and Mabeis, Ice Hay. All right, so Torah Tess, Ice Hay. It's interesting, the way the Torah ends is very interesting. It's the next little bit until the end is very similar, actually, to a piece that we had earlier on in Likutei Moran. Okay, a kitzer again. So, Nochmal, that's what we're talking about over here, is the ending of tefillah as it's able to rejuvenate a person's chiyas. Right? That's the idea of connecting, davening the emes lamitai, connecting one's tefillah to the tzaddik hadar, that's able to sort of realign one's tefillah to the source of one's chiyas. That's what we've been speaking about. Okay, so let's just finish up. So he says like this: "Tefillah bechinas nisan." Now you know davening is a bechin of nisan. Shu ain derech hateva. That's what davening is, right? That's what we saw in an earlier piece. Davening is derech hateva means things are going to be in the way they are supposed to be, the way they are. Tefillah means to change that. Tefillah means nisan. Kilabam matev mechayiv is davar. So, for example, teva is mechayiv a certain thing, but tefillah mahapechas is a teva, and davening is trying to change that. So davening itself means nisim. The ikar nisim, hainu ikar tefillah, and the inyan of nisim, which is tefillah, as we just said, ainu ol Eretz Yisrael. Yishayich Eretz Yisrael, mashakasa, like the pasuk says, shechein oretz, live in the land, urei emuna, and cultivate faith. The moon is a tefillah, and the moon is davening. Mashukasa v'hi yadav emuna. The hands of Moshe were faithful. Kitar gumay, and the Targum translates that it means his hands were stretched in davening. So living in the land, cultivating emuna means living in the land and davening. Davening means nisim, so it means that Eretz Yisrael is a place of nisim. Ubishvil zehi gavayim yikolaratzes. That's why Eretz Yisrael is higher than other lands, meaning al shem sheikar hanisim shamhem. You know, so that the reason is because that's where nisim exists. Uksiv, and regarding Nisim, it says, Harimi Nes, you should raise a flag, raise a staff. In other words, but the way he's playing with the words, that Harimi Nes, Nisim mean something high. So since Eretz Yisrael is a place of Nisim, that's why it's Gavoy Mikol Ras, it's higher than other lands. Which fills in Nikris Eretz Kanan, that's why it's called Eretz Kanan. Kanan, Lashon Seicher, Kanan means business. Bechinas Amuna, and the word Seicher comes from the word also to circular. That's what business is, right? Everything goes around and around. Bechinas Amuna, which is also faith. Again, this is he doesn't himself connect it, but Mestam must be related to what the Torah is talking about, which is davening has a way of connecting a person to one's Ikar Sharish. If davening is about rejuvenating one's chiyas and realigning oneself with one's root, and davening is the inyan of nisim, which is the inyan of Eretz Yisrael, it means that's the same thing. It means that the source of a yid is l'malmi derchateva. L'malmi derchateva. Rav Tzadik writes that, right? We've mentioned this before, that Rav Tzadik says that the whole mitzias of a yid is l'malmi derchateva. Avram and Sarah had children, they had Yitzchak, when they were like 100 years old. So already, it's not al pi derech hateva. And that's why the ikrich, and the fact that tefillah, again, which rejuvenates one's chiyas, which realigns oneself with one's root, which is l'mal mi derech hateva, is also the bechina of Eretz Yisrael, because that's, Eretz Yisrael is our root. That's where we live. That's the ikr makam. That's the ikr makam of Yid. Marshall, the Mishnah says, the last Mishnah Ksuvis, Hakol Malin L'Eretz Yisrael. Hakol Malin L'Eretz Yisrael, right? So the lach is a couple, if one of the members of the couple, husband or wife, decides they want to move to Eretz Yisrael, so they can force the other couple, the other partner to go also. Hakol Malin L'Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah says also Hakol Malin Yerushalayim. So it's interesting, the Rambam puts that in, I think it's Perek Yud Gimel and Hilchas Ishas, the Rambam puts that, and that's the last. It's the last couple halachas in that Perek in Hilchas Ishas. I think it's Perek Yud Gimel, In Hilchos Ishah, the Rambam says this halacha, what the Mishnah and the Gemara says, hakol malin, that a husband, if a husband decides he wants to, usually you can't do that, wherever the couple is living. So if one of the husband or the wife wants to remain put, then the other person can't force them to move. It's one thing if you're not married yet, you decide, you know, you make a decision where you want to live. But once you're living somewhere, unless it's unanimous, you can't force it. So that's the Mishnah says, not like that. That when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, it's not like that. You can one partner can force the other one to go to Eretz Yisrael, or even within Eretz Yisrael to go to Yerushalayim. So, but what's interesting is that the context, Perek Yud Gimel, where the Rambam says that, is the halacha, all the halachas of ksus. In other words, we know the three basic obligations a husband has to a wife is sher, ksus, and aina, right? So ksus means clothing, shelter, protection. So that's what the Rambam says, the halachas of the husband's responsibility to provide shelter for his wife is that's what that parak is really about. The responsibility to provide a home for his wife, how big does the home have to be, what has to be in the home, where does the home have to be, and so on. And it's in that context, Rambam says, the basic halacha, that the husband provides a home for the wife, where should the home be? Okay, so that's where they, you know, if she's from one country, he's from another, where should they be? Like, that's the context. At the end of that, the Rambam says this halacha, that, by the way, hakol ma'al Eretz Yisrael, and hakol ma'al Yerushalayim. The indication being is that it's not, the yisod of that halacha is because this, and again, the context is, the Rambam says, like before that if a person's from a certain country and she's from a different country, who has the right to say that the other one should live and so on? The indication of the Rambam is that this halacha is because we're all from Eretz Yisrael. So the husband can tell the wife can tell the husband. I mean, it's not the pshat that like Eretz Yisrael is holy. So Eretz Yisrael is holy, so everyone can, that's not the pshat. The pshat is because every single yid is Israeli. That's why. So ultimately, we, you know, Lutzian Yomer Ish Yishulaba, right? Every single yid is considered born in Eretz Yisrael, born in Yerushalayim. That's the makar of where you come from. So the Mela, part of the halachas of Ksus is that you can't force the couple, one partner can't force the other one to go to a location that's, you know, not where they are from. But this is where all Yidden are from. And so again, so tefillah brings a person to one's root. One's root is Lamami Dechateva, and one's root is Eretz Yisrael. So it's all the same thing. That's why davening is connected to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why it's connected to the word Kanan. Kanan again means really business. Business means parnasa. Parnasa means one's chiyas, one's life source, how a person survives. Again, that's tefillah.
Also connected to Nisa.
Huh?
Also connected to Nisa.
It's very much so. That's what it is. Lami
derech hateva. Is it possible?
Yeah.
Is it possible that you're so clear, if not, that people go around and around because of orbit gravitation, like gravitational pull, if that's an idea?
Of the planet.
Schar,
yeah.
Right. So they could be
the
being
monotonous
that everybody has like an orbit. It's like orbiting, everybody's
like,
gravitational pull towards Earth.
Oh, okay. Yeah, could be. That's maybe, yeah. I hear that. Eretz kind of the land that we're just circling constantly. Yeah, there, could be. The Zesh Amr Chachamin Ezekhan Levracha. And this is what Chazal also say, that Eretz Yisrael Shoy Setchila, that when it comes to rain, Eretz Yisrael drinks first. By the way, even before when he said that Eretz Yisrael is also the highest, right? What does that mean, Eretz Yisrael is the highest? Like, the world's a circle. What does it mean, Eretz Yisrael is the highest? So the truth is, in Halacha, the Baal Amor, in Rosh Hashanah, the Baal Amor says that, you know what it means, Eretz Yisrael is the highest? The Baal Amor is talking about an international dateline, how to establish an international dateline. So, the Goyim just picked a random place, really. But in Torah, where does an international dateline come from? So the Baal HaMor says that that's what it means, that Eretz Yisrael is Gevoy Mikol Ratzis. It means when the Rebbeinu Shem created the world, Eretz Yisrael was first. So Eretz Yisrael is first, and then everything else was created around. Yeah, the world goes around and around, so it's hard to tell where's the beginning. But that's what it means, Gevoy Mikol Ratzis. That literally, Eretz Yisrael, that's why he says the international dateline is going to be revolving around Eretz Yisrael, because that's the beginning. That's the beginning. And beginning means just like conceptually, the highest point is like the beginning of something. Like if you imagine something conceptually from above to below, above is the beginning of something. So when the Gemara says Eretz Yisrael is the highest, it means Eretz Yisrael is the beginning. So it's also the same nekuda. The beginning means the source of chiyus, the root, where everything comes from. That inyan of Eretz Yisrael being the root of something is the same thing. It's synonymous with it being the highest. That's how the Baal Amor explains it. That's what Chazal also says. Again, Eretz Yisrael shoyse tchila, that Eretz Yisrael drinks first. Again, it's the begin. Even when there's geshamim and there's life coming into the world, Eretz Yisrael is the first. V'geshamim ba'im etohaymes. Now the Gemara says also, it's a machlokes in the Gemara, but one opinion is that rain comes from the tohaym, from the depths. So the water emerges from the depths again, then gets evaporated, and the rain cycle continues. K'may shekasav, tohaym el tohaym kairei, that the depths call to the depths. U'tohaym lashon neis. And the truth is, Tahaim itself is a language of Nes. Kamesha Kasav, the Tahaim Kol Ha'ir. And the whole city was bewildered, you know, was amazed. So that's the word Tahaim, it means like a Tamiya. That means, that's the Kial Nes. Hayno Dover Chiddish, not Tamiya. And so rain comes from the Tahaim. Rain is the source of Parnasa. And Tahaim means an ace. It means the source, and Eretz Yisrael drinks first. And it's all coming from Nisim. It's all coming from the Malmi Derech HaTeva. It's all coming from a place that's of Ein Soif. That's where it's all coming from. And again, Tefillah gets us there. Tefillah reconnects us to that Shoyrish of the Malmi Derech HaTeva. The Zesh Amar Chachmin Yisrael Neracha, Kol Atar Nishma Bar Tzeinu, Lenin HaGeshamim. That pasuk, the voice of the dove is heard in the land. That's referring to Geshamim, to rain. Because the main inyan of rain is heard in Eretz Yisrael, and as the nekuda of rain, which is the malam yeter chateva, that it comes from the tahaim, which is a place of nes. Again, the first place that's heard is Eretz Yisrael. Once it moves, see, even a nes is really only called a nes in the beginning of its entrance into the world. Right? Once, you know. Once it's already old, then it's not an ace anymore, right? So it's like, secret's out, right? So it's only the first moment that it's truly an ace. So all gesham is an ace, all parnasa, all life is an ace. But the real, you know, the only moment that sort of the ace quality of it is really experienced is its beginning. And the beginning is in Eretz Yisrael. And then it continues on to the rest of the world. But that's what he's saying over here. It's all the same thing. But the Rabbanu Shalom, everything has a zelum hazeh, everything has a counter, the counterweight. Mitzrayim uhepech Eretz Yisrael, and Mitzrayim is the opposite of Eretz Yisrael. Zelum hazeh. Kmashakosav uMitzrayim nosim lekrosai. Mitzrayim is shouted by the pasuk. Mitzrayim nosim lekrosai. Mitzrayim is running towards us, right? Right before you Kriyas Yamsuf, Shemitzrayim leumas Eretz Yisrael. But this lashon Mitzrayim nosim lekrosai. It means that Mitzrayim is opposite of Klal Yisrael. It's the opposite of Eretz Yisrael. Leumas anisim, which is opposite nisim. Ubishvil zeh. So again, so if Eretz Yisrael means nisim, Mitzrayim means teva. Ubishvil zeh ein makom tefil b'Mitzrayim. That's why davening. Mitzrayim is not a place of davening. Moshe Kasov, because as it says by the Makkos, Moshe Rabbeinu told Paroi v'yiketzesi esir efres kapi. When I leave the city in Mitzrayim, when I leave, that's when I'll stretch out my arms in davening. Because in Mitzrayim proper, it's very difficult to daven. B'shvilzeh, and because of this, kishapogam Avram b'Eretz Yisrael. When Avram Avinu was pogam, his relationship to Eretz Yisrael, b'shal sheftich l'Kadosh Baruch Hu Yerushas Haaretz, when Hashem promised him Eretz Yisrael, Omar, and he said, b'me Eida, how do I know that I'll get it? So it was a little bit, and as the question of b'me Eida is itself the opposite of Eretz Yisrael. What does b'me Eida mean? B'me Eida means why. Why means nature. Why means cause and effect. The very root of something can't have the question of where is it coming from. It's the beginning. So to ask about Eretz Yisrael, how do I get it? What's the source of me getting it? That already means that you're thinking of Eretz Yisrael as not the beginning. If it's the beginning, then there's nothing to ask. You can't ask Malamala. You can't ask what's before the beginning. So him asking Ma'ida means the opposite of Eretz Yisrael. And because of that, Ayideza Yardu Avasin Mitzrayim, that's why we went into Mitzrayim. Again, that's why, again, Ma'ida, that's why when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, that's why the irony is the first Rashi in Chumash, right? The first Rashi in Chumash says, you know, the Goyim are going to say, listen not them, the land is not yours, v'chulu. So what's the answer? The answer is, like, it just is. I don't know, the Rabbanu Shlom decided to give it to us. That's not really such a great answer. The question is, even the, and as the Zohar says, even the Goyim recognize that they call Hashem Elokod Elahaya, the God of all gods. So they understand that everything that happens, God's like, but why? The question is, and it's like the Meraglim, what do we do to deserve this? Like, well, what's the actual reason why we have it? That's the real question. And to that, there is no answer. We're not answering that. Because that is the opposite of Eretz Yisrael, to give a reason. That's impossible. Kacha, yeah, that's impossible. So he says, but because Avraham Avinu was pagan when he said the question of Ma'eda, Kipagam ba'amuna, hainu Eretz Yisrael, b'chinas nisim, b'gam in all of this, so the result is, v'yer Yaakov b'manu l'mitzrayim. So then in order to fix that, or, you know, to sort of, you know, to acquire Eretz Yisrael, so now it has to go through Mitzrayim. Shesham hepech hanisim, which is the opposite of miracle, shezelu mazeh. V'yer dudavka Yaakov b'banav, and this is why it's specifically Yaakov and his children that went down to Mitzrayim. Even though Avraham Avinu was the one that asked the question of Ma'eda, and the 400 years starts from the calculation of Yitzchak, but Lamaisa Bepoil, it was Yaakov and his children that went down to Mitzrayim. Why? Kihu pagam be'eretz Yisrael b'chinas tefila, v'yerdu Yaakov banav shem b'chinas tefila, shem b'chinas shneim asa shari tefila. Because again, since the ikar pagam of Ma'eda ultimately is a pagam in davening, so therefore Yaakov and his 12 children go down to Mitzrayim, because they represent the different passageways of davening. The Yud Beis Sh'arim with the Tzadik Hador Yaakov that helps orchestrate it. The Aidei She'ikra Tfilahim Yaakov Ban of Kanal. And since the main inn of davening is Yaakov and his children, which is the root of Nishmas Yisrael, that's ultimately we're called Bnei Yisrael. Even obviously we're Avim Yitzchak are all of us, but in terms of our name, of who we are, which is one's Iker Chias is one's name, were called by Yaakov and his children. That's why only Yaakov and his children ultimately get to Eretz Yisrael, Masha Kasav, Kibi Yitzchak, Gar Chazar, V'loikol Yitzchak. In other words, all of, right, so it's Davka Yaakov Avinu and his children that inherit Eretz Yisrael. V'zesh Amar Chachamin is Chalim Vracha, and this is also what Chazal say, Eina Gesham Yardim El Bishvil Amona. That the rain itself comes as in the schus of faith of honesty and faithfulness. Haynu b'chinas Eretz Yisrael. That is Eretz Yisrael. She b'chinas tefila, b'chinas emuna. V'hi shayis tchila, and she drinks first. Shesham atohaymes, which is where the depths are, which is where rain comes from. B'chinas nisim, all the same. And again, the main chias comes to Eretz Yisrael. K'may shekasav v'toym kol ha'ir, like we said before. V'zesh amar chachamim zlan vracha. And that's why Chazal say like this, B'shoa shakasham yardim, when rain comes, afilu pruta shevikis misbareches, even the pruta in one's wallet gets a bracha. So what does that mean? Pruta zebuchinas kol hator. Pruta represents the voice of the dove. Okay? V'omru chachamim zecharim bracha. Chazal say, Hayrud yadami lasar, uprita svasei. We saw this, that the malach that's in charge of the tahaim, that's in charge of the rain, looks like an ox, which is the word tar, which in Hebrew is the dove, upratisvase, and its lips are split, which is the word pruta. Okay, so we'll see in a second. V'u'amim bein tahaim l'tahaim, this malach stands in between one depth, tahaim and the tahaim, and that's where the rain comes from. Shukol mishnei atoymes, shiklol asanisim. So he says, "V'zeh pruta shebekis." So he says, "Sanachmal." So So this is what it means. Let's go back for a second. So he says the pruta shiva kiss, the pruta that's in the kiss. What does that mean? Again, the simple shot, the coin that's in the wallet. But he says shepa'amim niskasa kayach nisim. But sometimes there's a concealment of this kayach of nes. So in other words, pruta is a reference to this malach that has a split lip that is involved with bringing rain, which is the b'chin of nisim. But sometimes the pruta shiva kiss, but sometimes it's in the kiss. Kiss means like mechusa, like covered. So there's it's concealed. It's not so obvious. Not everything is an es nigla. You know, most is not. So he says, "Bavaydeik shamim." So the truth is, all of Klal, again, like the Sunachma, all of Klal Yisrael, all of our life, everything is nisim. But sometimes the pruta, that inyan of the nes, which is a reference to the malach that is involved with rain. So it's shivakis, it's covered over. But vayde kishamim, but when the rain comes, nizbarech ha-pruta, that pruta becomes blessed. Hainu ha-nisim, deprita svase, the nisim that's represented by this malach with a split lip, so it's nizbarech. Bracha means it's able to be expressed, it comes out of the open. Ve'in l'bnei adam ha-machishim kol nisim, and there are people that deny nisim, v'ayrim shakol derech ha-teva, v'im roim ezenes. And if they see an ace, he mechasimus an ace in derech hateva. They'll cover it over with derech hateva. Shoyrim shezeh derech hativoyim. This is nature. Nimsa. So if a person goes like that, chas v'shalom shapaykim v'tefila, means that the person's being paykim and davening. Ki atfila nisim, because davening is an ace. Shemeshanas hateva, which changes teva. Upaykim be'amuna, and it's a begamin amuna. Sheim aminim bashkachas abayir yisbarach. Upaykim beretz yisrael shumakim nisim. The voice of the dove is heard in our land. But again, the Torah over here is a reference to this malach that is involved with the tahayim, with the depths, which he said already before that the word tahayim is a reference to nisim, and that malach is in the shape of a tar, which is an ox in Aramaic. So v'kol hatar nishma b'etzeinu means the voice of nisim, basically, because that malach that's involved with the depths, that's a code word for nisim. So that the kol hatar, the voice of this malach, the reality of nisim, is heard in Eretz Yisrael. So if a person, and again, that so that malach, which is connected to depths, which is the inyan of nisim, so that's that malach, it looks like an ox with a split lip. So the word tar, which means an ox in Aramaic, is a reference to that. And the word pruta, which comes from the word prita, which means split, is also a reference to that. So that's what he says, that when it's geshamim, in other words, when there's a revelation of nisim, so then mizbarech apruta shavakis, then the this inyan of that everything is really nisim. Again, that's why it's a reference to a malach, because a malach is ultimately part of the system, right? So it is somewhat teva. It's not teva that we would, you know, if a malach appeared, we would think that's miraculous. But the truth is, malachim rosh is still part of teva. The fact that you have a malach that's in charge or that's part of the process of the tahayim, and the tahayim means nisim, so that malach represents the inyan of nisim sort of infiltrating the system. And the system itself of teva sort of inviting and being and welcoming the influence of nisim. Because the tahayim is nes, malach means the system of nature on a spiritual plane. And so the malach that is involved with the tahayim, with the depths emerging out, that means the system is built in such a way to allow nisim to come in and to sort of not block nisim. So therefore there are people, chas v'shalom, that are in the world of teva and define everything as teva and undermine all nisim, chas v'shalom. And so that's the opposite of what this malach, what this malach is really about. This malach, the malach that allows the tahayim to emerge into the world, means the inyan of allowing nisim to be revealed and allow it to be recognized. And so when the geshamim come, in other words, when there's an influx of nisim, so then mizbarach pruta shabakis, then this malach is given added strength. And it should be, and like the Ramban says at the end of Parshas Boy, when a big nace happens, and it's somewhat obvious, then that has to be an indication, a siman, that everything is nisim, right? That's what the Ramban says. K'maysh amru, like Chazal say, Eretz Yisrael shaytchil, again, Eretz Yisrael drinks first. Kishama tomis, that's where the depths are. Makam nisim, k'maysh akasav, v'tom kol yir, again, by days that tzarech lipol, begolos Mitzrayim. Through denying this, a person has to fall into Mitzrayim. Kizelum azazel kanal, v'kol agolios mechunim b'Mitzrayim. All golos is compared to Mitzrayim. Al shem shem Mitzrayim l'Yisrael, because they antagonize the Yidden. No? Says like Vashkacha Pratis, you know, just coming off of last night. That's the Indian of what we're seeing in Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael is a place of Nisim, so we have to recognize it as such and use it as an indication that everything is Mamish Nisim. Everything is Mamish Nisim. You know, and even if the Yidden trying to get to Eretz Yisrael back and forth had to go through Mitzrayim, right? So you see already, it's setting up the stage for Nisim Guli. Whenever there is an awakening of the opposite, you could always tell that, it's around the corner, the gilui of the thing. So the fact that there was like such an awakening of Yidden going to Mitzrayim to get back to Eretz Yisrael, whatever, it means that the Yidden of Eretz Yisrael is Rez Hashem shining, and that's the Yidden of Nisan. It's the Yidden of Nisan. So you have to use what's happening, what happened last night, and as an indication, like the Ramban says, an indication to realize that everything is Nisan. In Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, our very life, our very Metzius, everything is Nisan. Everything is Nisan. It's covered over with this and this person, that person. It's all Nisan. It's all Yad Hashem. V'zeh Pirush, and that's the meaning of the pasuk that the Torah started with, which is Tohaimis Yechasimu, right? That was by Kriyas Yamsev, it was Yosher. Tohaimis Yechasimu, Yard B'Mitzayles K'may Avim. So he says, Tohaimis Yechasimu. In other words, Misha Mechasa Es Anisim. Umar la koldover shudarcha teva, tohaimais, which again, tohaim, he said, is the depths, that's the root, that's the source, that's the makar of nisim. But tohaimais yichasyumu, if a person tries to cover that, mishmechasas anisim, umar la koldover shudarcha teva, and to claim everything is darcha teva, then yardu b'mitzoylais k'may oven. Then yardu b'mitzoylais k'may oven, it goes into the shadowy depths like a stone. What does that mean? Misham Roya Evan Yisrael. It says in Pasuk, from there, the Evan Yisrael shepherds, Targumai Av Uvnan. So Evan Yisrael, the word Evan is a combination of Av and Ben, father and son. Okay, he's giving us the puzzle pieces. Metzoilas, what does Metzoilas mean? Zevichinus Mitzrayim. Metzoilas is a reference to Mitzrayim. Shenemer v'yinatzlu es Mitzrayim. And they emptied out Mitzrayim, but the Natsalum is like shade, like a shadow. Like there's nothing, there's nothing there. There's nothing, you know, a shadow. When something's dark, it's like there's no reason to put light there. There's nothing to look for. So that's what it means by not, they emptied out Mitzrayim. It's like just a dark space. So Mitzoylus means Mitzrayim. K'may avu v'nun. So in other words, so that's what it means. Tohaimis yichasimu. If chas v'shalom a person covers over the tohaimis, and as the person doesn't recognize nisim, then what? Then yardu b'mitzoylas k'may oven. Then the person is going to have to go to a bechin of Mitzrayim, like the father and son, like Yaakov and his children had to go to Mitzrayim. Haynu Yaakov Ivanov, shem bechinas tefila, bechinas nisim, bechinas Eretz Yisrael. In order to rediscover nisim. See, that's the thing. Nishmas Yisrael is deeply rooted, like we said, like the whole Torah is about. Nishmas Yisrael, the root of Nishmas Yisrael is deeply rooted in davening, which is Nisim, which is Eretz Yisrael. But the problem is that sometimes Nishmas Yisrael doesn't know its own personality. It doesn't know its own nature. So sometimes the only way to rediscover your nature is by being put in a place that's literally the opposite of your nature. So if a person has a natural midah of giving, of chesed, let's say. So sometimes they can become alienated from their own nature. So if they're in a place which is not anti-chesed, it's not anti-giving, right? It's just, that's not the dominant quality, right? So then they can go years without becoming in tune with their natural instincts. The only way, a major way how to rediscover one's instincts is by being put in a place that's the opposite of chesed, right? So, because it's like light, right? Like the light when he's with Avraham Avinu is not so interested in chesed. The lifestyle of Avraham Avinu doesn't appeal to him. But because light specifically went to the place that's the opposite of chesed of Sodom, then all of a sudden he's the Baal Chesed now. because that's what happens. Like a person's nature is sort of forced out of hiding when you're placed in a position that's the opposite of your nature. So Nishmas Yisrael is naturally inclined to Nisim and Davening and Amunah, Eretz Yisrael. That's the natural instinct and habitat of a Jew. Sometimes, because of Galus, we become alienated from our personality. So what the Rabbanu Shalom does is that he puts you in a place that's specifically the opposite of that, which is Mitzrayim. The opposite, that's going to bring out the truth. So, Tehoim is Yechasimu. If a person's trying to cover over Tehoim and, you know, not to pay attention to Nisim, then Yardu B'Mitzaylois, then he'll be forced down into the shadowy depths, which is Mitzrayim, Kamei Oven, like the father and son, like Yaakov and his children. So he says, to the extent that they were pagim in davening and amun and Eretz Yisrael, then that's to that degree a person will have to be forced into the depths of Gaul's Mitzrayim. Kisham Avram, that's exactly how Yaakov and his children went to Mitzrayim. When Avram Avinu asked Me'eda al Yushas Aretz, that exactly is what caused Gaul's Mitzrayim, and that's what a Yid sometimes has to go to. So that's what, to a certain degree, that's what all of Golis, the Hester Ponim of Golis is really this inning of Golis Mitzrayim. And from there, Bez Hashem will emerge out into Eretz Yisrael. All right, so the Ikkar is to realize that davening mamash rejuvenates one's chiyas, and davening is nisim, and that's really what we're davening for, and that's what we survive on, that's where Yid comes from. And Bez Hashem, that's what we've experienced. But the truth is, I think we all recognize Nisan that are going on, but I think none of us are really satisfied with the level of Giloy of Nisan that's going on. We need a little bit more revealed, you know? A little bit more revealed. So Bez Hashem, we should be zeichet to see revealed Nisan, not because necessarily our Amunah needs it, but for Kavod Shemayim, for the sake of the Shechinah HaKadosh, it should be obvious, because there's goyim out there, they don't see things the way we do. So Bez Hashem, for the whole world's sake, we should be able to see Ro Kolaf Ziyaretz as Yeshua Selekeinu, Vizkot Zabrachim, and here of Yemenu Amen.